The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We're joined by David McWilliams. He's got a programme on TV3 tonight. It's the third part of a four-part series. And tonight's one is, could school be making you stupid? What do you mean by that?
Matt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm in great form. Flying form, actually. No, this is a programme I've been wanting to make for quite some time. And it comes from a sort of an understanding as you get older that intelligence, Matt, comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes. And particularly the Leaving Cert seems to reduce the notion of intelligence to one type of intelligence, which is the sort of linear brain, maybe the conventional brain that can absorb things, put it into a compartment in its head, and then for 1, 3, or 2.5 or 3 hour period in the middle of June, scribble things down in a coherent fashion. And that is undoubtedly a form of intelligence. But as you get older, you realize that that linear intelligence doesn't really fill all the gaps that life throws up for you. So there is another type of intelligence, many other types of intelligence, but there's the sort of lateral, more unconventional brain that is not only not rewarded by the Leaving Cert, but is actually punished. And I know hundreds.
Sorry, did you have a bad Leaving Cert experience?
I repeated it like everyone else. I made a total hames of it first time out. You know, a guy panicked and what have you. And then second time, you kind of settled on the ball a little bit more. But my point is much more about as you get older. And, you know, what strikes me in Ireland is there's an extraordinary amount of really clever people out there who left school feeling very, very stupid because their brain was actually punished, their way of thinking. And the corollary is also the case, Matt. There's quite a lot of actually quite stupid people out there who left school feeling very clever.
Because they got excellent Leaving Certs.
It's because their brain is rewarded by the system. And not only is people's brains punished certain... Like, I have a lot of friends, Matt, who said to me, you know what, Michael, I hated school. And you know, the issue was about, maybe it wasn't that they hated school, that school hated them. School hated the way they thought. And what strikes me about the type of brain that is rewarded from the Leaving Cert is that it goes on in university. It's the same sort of hyper-academic system. So they do very well in the Leaving Cert. They do very well in academia or in university. They go on then to getting good jobs because they've got the right grades. And, you know, something really odd happens in life. We call it confirmation bias in economics, which is that we tend to like people who think like us. So the type of brain, the linear brain that does well in the exams, does well, goes into the professions in particular, or into the banks, or into the civil service, gets a good job. Eventually, people employ people like them. And this leads to groupthink. And this is what I believe happened in this country 10 years ago, was that it wasn't that the people at the top were mendacious or greedy or all those things, but they actually just all thought the same. And the reason they thought the same is that they were all schooled in the same way.
Okay, but hold on. There's lots of people who go into banking, if you want to take that, from things like liberal arts degrees or went from various other different routes in rather than actually straight business. But apart from that, the Leaving Cert is actually differentiated. Although, yes, you do have to do things like English and maths as the basic. And if you are an Irish-born person, Irish national, you do Irish. Other than that, though, you can pick and choose certain subjects to suit your abilities. It can be scientific,
no doubt
music,
that math.
Arts,
math, there's no
business,
doubt that.
Okay, languages.
But the idea that we will quantify people's intelligence and thus give them either a leg up or a stigma based on a very narrow academic approach to understanding the subject seems to me to be outmoded. It's like an industrial revolution approach to education. It's like a sort of an industrialized education.
Well, that's going back to Charles Dickens and grind and whatever.
You and I obviously did hard times for the Leaving Cert because we remember these bizarre things like grad grind and Charles Dickens and Machocumchide, I think was the other fella, unusual name. But let's broaden the whole thing out. That what you find is that type of brain is rewarded because it believes in the single right answer. Our whole education system, not as based on, but unfortunately concludes on the idea of a single right answer. Now,
in maths and science is the case.
Yeah, but maths and science are minority sports in Ireland, actually, if you look at the vast majority of what people actually do. But if you think of the single right answer, right, then one thing really odd happens to you, Matt, is if your professional status is encapsulated in the single right answer. You know what you really hate? You hate being wrong. But you and I know is that we're only ever learning when we're wrong. You don't learn anything when you're right, because
well,
you know
you learn
it.
By asking questions. You learn.
So my point is that what you have is two things going on at one side. You have the cult of the single right answer, and that means, you know what's really bad if you think you know the right answer? Is you can't be wrong, so you can't change your mind. And if you can't change your mind and you're at the top and everybody around you feels the same way because they're schooled that way, you get this groupthink. And that's what I believe is a big, big threat in a small...
What's your
small
alternative,
country.
Though? Because an alternative isn't necessarily easy to organise or manage, is it?
No. There's no silver bullet here to say, you know, we can wave a magic wand and everything's going to be hunky-dory. But I do believe continual assessment is a much, much better way of assessing people. I do believe, for example, the idea that... You know what's really interesting about school? School is supposed to prepare people for future life, right? And when I was in school, and still now in school, everything comes down to the individual, okay? So do you remember when we were school, fellas used to write like that, have their arm around, and the worst
so
thing...
So nobody else could see.
Nobody else could see. And the worst thing, remember the teacher would say is, Matt Cooper, you're copying. To be copying, cogging was the worst thing. What do we call copying in real life? Collaboration. So the very structure of school educates kids to do precisely the opposite that we want them to do in real life. So, for example, collaboration is you have an idea, I have an idea, your man's an idea, your one's got an idea, the fella down the back's an idea, the girl down the back's an idea, and together you come together and you actually collaborate.
Yeah, but you also know in collaboration that sometimes some people don't pull their weight and that some people actually are not putting in the ideas, so you want them all to be rewarded equally when they don't actually all pitch in.
Well, the interesting thing then, and then, so think about pulling your weight. Pulling your weights, like, do you ever see people rowing in a boat?
Okay? Yeah, everything has to be entirely in unison.
You know very quickly the fellow who isn't rowing. If there's six lads rowing in a boat, you know very, very quickly. So therefore, the peer group will tend to actually penalise the girl or fella that isn't doing the work. Because it'd be like rowing in a boat. You know very, very quickly. So my point is that let's try and look at the education system. And again, it's as you said, it's not something you convert overnight, as something that prepares people for the future. What we're preparing people, Matt, is for the past. You know, the Irish education system is set up such that we reward people who want to become university professors. That's what they look like. The person who gets to the very top in the Irish education system is a hyper-academic person. Those people are of some use in society in a very narrow area, but they're not of any use. And the worst thing is, what I really feel is that so many people leave school quite traumatised by the experience. And those people are undermined by the experience. And as a consequence of that, they probably get off on the wrong footing. And then in later years, you realise that those people who are undermined and who are traumatised by school end up being the very type of people that we need in society, who are dreamers, eclectic, creative, all sorts of areas that we need. The last thing we need, Matt, is people who repeat by rote ideas of other people.
Just going to read a couple of comments from listeners. I was told all the way through secondary school that I needed to do a language to go to college, even though I was absolutely terrible at French. It was only when I went to college that I found out I didn't need French to get in. If I hadn't done French, I would have been able to do physics that I found out in college I was very good at. Did the school just not know I didn't need a language, or were they so set in their policies that they made me do French even though I had no interest and struggled with it for 5 years?
Well, this is a very interesting, because what the texter throws up is two ideas. One is the amazing attachment of the Irish education system to French, a language that most people don't speak in the world, okay? In actual fact, Spanish would be much better in terms of, if you want a functional language, to learn. The other thing is, I'm not too sure whether the school knew and were set in their ways, but I wouldn't rule that out.
David McWilliams, thank you very much. The programme is on TV3 at 10 o'clock tonight. Could School Be Making You Stupid? It's just before my own show at 11 o'clock on TV3.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.